good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman. Mother, want to make tomorrow's supper a natural for compliments? Then start it off with Campbell's tomato soup and listen for the nice things the family will be saying. You see, folks really go for its appealing flavor. Yes, ma'am, luscious vine-ripened tomatoes, golden table butter, just right seasoning, all blended according to Campbell's own recipe. These good things make a soup that's downright delicious. Well, no wonder it's the soup most folks like best. Sometimes fix it with milk as an extra nourishing cream of tomato. However you serve it, whenever you serve it, Campbell's tomato soup is sure of a hearty welcome. Well, folks, the earthquake we had in California last week was mild compared to the one that's going on right now at 22 North Hollywood Lane. A woman who signed herself Mrs. X left a baby on Jack's doorstep. And here, perplexed about the whole thing, we find Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, why don't you just settle this whole baby affair by taking it down and giving it to an institution?
Treacher, you know as well as I do that the woman who left it on the doorstep asked me specifically not to do that. She put her trust in me, and I've got to live up to it.
Very well, sir. If you don't want to do what I suggested, I do wish you'd quit complaining about the baby.
Well, I'm only complaining because of the unfair position it puts me in. After all, I'm an actor. It might hurt my career. I mean, what will they say around Warner Brothers? They won't say that anyway, I know that. I mean, what will they say around Warner Brothers if they find out I'm a mother? I mean, I'm so young, I'm still using my maiden name.
Well, sir, if the child stays, it will be your responsibility. I have enough to do around here already.
All right, don't be cooperative. Was it my fault this woman picked my doorstep to leave it on? I should think in this temporary crisis you'd at least have some helpful hints about the care of the baby. For instance, his, clothes. I mean, what do you do?
Oh, that's very simple, sir. Surely you must have heard of the Didi service they have nowadays.
Didi service?
Yes, sir. They send a truck.
Oh, that won't do at all. Kid will spend most of his life riding back and forth on the truck.
I don't think that's the way it operates, sir. While we're on the subject of the child's comfort, I'm afraid we're going to have to buy a bassinet for him to sleep in.
Oh, he doesn't need a bassinet at all. The place I fixed in the kitchen for him to sleep works fine.
I know, sir, but after all, that's hardly the place for a baby to be in a washing machine.
Creature, I put two blankets and a pillow in there, and it's very comfortable. Besides, when you turn the washing machine on very low, it swishes him to sleep. Oh, forget, this is not just an infant. This is at least a year old. By the way, where is he now?
I put him on the sofa in the library. Master Tugwell is in there amusing him.
Oh, yes, yes. I told Tugwell to give him some little trinket to play with. Let's go in and take a look at the little fellow, huh? Well, there they are. How's the baby behaving, Tugwell?
Oh, swell, Uncle Jack. Just look at him. He's happy.
He really is, isn't he?
Yeah, you were right when you told me to give him something bright and shiny to play with.
What is that he has in his hand, huh?
Your watch.
No, no. Here, baby, give me that. Oh, now, come on, now, give me the watch, please. But I'll give you something else to play with. You don't want that old watch. That's not worth anything. Why, that watch isn't worth anything at all.
You can say that again, sir.
Tugwell, haven't you got any sense at all? When I said something bright and shiny, I didn't mean my watch.
Oh, excuse me for laughing, sir, but it's very amusing.
Yeah. You should have known the baby was strong enough to break a watch, Tugwell.
Well, how did I know? He didn't do that when I gave him Treacher's glasses.
My glasses? Where are they?
He threw them out the window.
Excuse me for laughing, but it's very amusing.
You know, this wouldn't have happened if we'd had some toys for the baby to play with. Maybe we should buy him a doll.
Tugwell, this baby is a boy. He doesn't want that. When I was a baby, I didn't want a doll.
My, what a difference just a few years makes.
That's enough. I'll have to admit he's a cute one, though. Yeah, maybe we ought to bathe him. You suppose?
Oh, I wouldn't attempt a thing like that, sir. You'd better go down and get Miss Ron to help you.
Oh, Treacher, women don't know everything. I can give a baby a bath just as well as anybody else. The main thing is to be sanitary. Tugwell, fill up a pan with boiling water and put in some Clorox.
Are you sure you know what you're doing, sir?
Oh, I intend to let the water cool down. And don't worry about this kid being able to take it. He's husky, just like I was when I was a kid. And who knows? This baby might grow up to be exactly like me.
This child understands more than you think, sir.
Well, as long as you're here to watch the baby, I'll go up to my room and work on my dramatic lesson.
Oh, Treacher, before I forget it, I want you to press my pinstripe suit. I have a date tonight with Tanya, and I want to look my best.
You're going out, sir? Who's going to take care of the baby?
Why, you, of course.
Mr. Carson, my duties do not include babysitting. Besides, this happens to be my night off.
But, Treacher, you can't do this to me. Now, look, since we've been together, haven't you always shared my joys and my sorrows?
I've shared your joys and sorrows, sir?
Certainly. For instance, haven't I offered to let you wear my clothes? And when my new picture comes out, don't I always take you to see it?
Well, sir, that takes care of the sorrows. What about the joys?
Preacher, won't you move your day off until tomorrow so I can keep my date with Tanya?
No, sir, and that's final.
Oh, be quiet. Let's see now, maybe I could get Tugwell to stay here tonight, and then I could see my... But Tugwell, suppose you do miss one dramatic lesson. You can make it up next week.
No, Uncle Jack, I'm sorry.
Tugwell, don't you realize this baby is a family responsibility? We must all take our turn.
Well, gee, I took care of the baby yesterday and the day before. You're the one who hasn't done anything.
That is not so. I've taken care of the baby so much this last week, I even fold my handkerchiefs three-corner.
Well, I'm sorry, Uncle Jack, but... Well, why don't you ask Miss Ryan to come over?
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Now what does he want? Gosh, he can't be hungry. I just fed him a little while ago.
Well, if he's not hungry, it must
be... Yeah, I know. All right. Wait till I call Miss Ryan. She'll fix you right up. Hello. Hello, operator. Get me Fairfax 4213. What? Operator, you should only know what an emergency this is. Now, don't worry, baby. Just be patient and Miss Ryan will be over right away. I think Miss Ryan is coming up the front walk now. I got to use some strategy. She always wants to talk about her ailments, but maybe I can get her mind off of them if I use a little flattery. That Dale Carnegie stuff works great with women.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Well, Miss Ryan. This weather certainly has brought the roses to your cheeks.
It has?
Yes. I can't remember when I've seen you looking so fresh, so young, so girlish. How have you been feeling?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Yes. Well, the reason I ask you to come over, Miss Ryan, is that I find myself in an unusual situation. You see, I have a date tonight with a very lovely girl.
My, that is unusual.
No, that's not what I meant. Do you know anything about babies?
Babies?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Of course, I did used to be one.
Yes, I guess that's possible.
And it's a miracle that I ever grew up to be as old as I am with all the aches and pains I've had. You know, I was an only child.
A child, yes. Well, that's what I was talking about.
I was pale and sickly right from the start.
Yes, but what I wanted...
Skinny and scrawny.
Yes, of course, but what I...
Puny and weak.
Yes, but I wanted to
say... Undernourished and anemic.
Yes, Miss Ryan, but what I wanted to say...
Just a poor little dried-up bag of bones. My corpuscles just rushed around with no place to go.
Gosh, you had more things wrong with you than Leo DeRocher.
Well, You won't believe what a skinny, scrawny thing I was. When I was 12 years old, I got sick and had one measle.
Well, I have a date tonight with Tanya, and I've got to find somebody who will...
They almost gave me up. I was so sick I could hardly talk.
This I would like to see. Miss Ryan, I've been trying to say that somebody left a baby on my doorstep last week.
A baby?
Yes, he's right out here in the kitchen. Come on, come here and take a look. There he is.
What's he doing in the washing machine?
Oh, he likes it there, but my immediate problem is that I have a date with Tanya, and I thought perhaps that you would sit with the baby.
Oh, I'd love to help you, but I can't tonight. You see, tonight is my club meeting. I'm the president.
Your club?
Yes. Convalescence Incorporated. You can't get in unless you've had two major operations.
But couldn't you just for one night?
Oh, I'm afraid not. You see, at the meeting this evening, Mrs. McGinnis is going to tell about the terrible pain she has in her arteries. And Mrs. Kelly is going to tell about the horrible torture she went through when she fractured three vertebrae in her spine. Oh, tonight will be such fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a million laughs. But, Miss Ryan, won't you reconsider? I've got to have someone stay here with the baby.
Well, another time I'd be glad to, but not tonight, Mr. Carson. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, stop with that baby talk, will you? Listen, kid, you've caused me plenty of trouble so far, and I'm not in the mood to come in.
Hello, Jack. Well, what are you doing home tonight?
Well, I had a date with Tanya, but it looks like I can't keep it because I have to stay home with the baby.
Well, why don't you ask Tanya to come over here for the evening?
Yes, I could do that, Del. Of course, she was counting on going to the Coconut Grove, but maybe I could explain the situation.
Say, that's a pretty cute baby. He looks smart, too.
He always seems like he's trying to talk all the time, but you can't understand what he says.
Oh, well, Jack, that's because you don't know how to talk to babies. Here, I'll show you. Oh, baby. Now listen to Uncle Del.
Which one of you is F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky?
Oh, Jack, this is really a smart baby. He understands every word I say, don't you, Kitty? Yes. You've got a great life ahead of you. So many wonderful things to look forward to, like Campbell's tomato soup.
Goo.
Well, I think you're making this whole thing up.
No, I'm not, Jack. Now, please stop interrupting us. Yes, baby, I can just see you now with a big bowl of Campbell's tomato soup in front of you. It looks and tastes so delicious.
Goo.
Of course, you may grow up to like your Campbell's tomato soup best with milk added instead of water as an extra smooth cream of tomato.
Goo.
Well, anyway, I bet you'll ask to have it often, for Campbell's tomato soup is something that everybody goes for, no matter whether they're youngsters or grown-ups.
Goo!
Now there, Jack, what do you think of that? I said, what do you think of that?
Goo!
We all know how wonderful Campbell's tomato soup is, but right now, hand me that phone, will you, Del? I want to call Tanya.
Well, sure, Jack, here you are. And be sure you always keep plenty of Campbell's tomato soup on hand.
Oh, I will, Del, I will. So long.
So long, Jack. Goodbye, baby.
Jack, what do you mean we can't go to the Coconut Grove? Don't you want to take me?
Well, Tanya, of course I do, but...
Oh, Jack, every time I want to go to a place that's expensive, you always find some fishy excuse for not taking me.
Yeah, but Tanya...
The last time we were supposed to go out, you called up and said you were deathly sick.
Well, I was pretty sick. When you came over to the house, I was in bed, wasn't I?
Yes, but all you had wrong was a hangnail.
Well, it was paining me something terrible.
What's your excuse this time? A visiting relative?
No, 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 Tanya. You see, about a week ago, a woman left a baby on my doorstep.
A baby on your doorstep? Oh, that is the greatest story you ever made up. Jack Carson, I will give you till 8:30 to get to my house, provided you get rid of your other date, of course.
Well, Tanya, I haven't got another date.
8:30, or I will go out with somebody else. Goodbye.
Tanya! Oh, darn it, she hung up. Now you've bought his mustache! I'll go back to the washing machine, then I'll buy a baby.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin with the Martin Men and Glenn Hughes. The Possum Song.
Possum up a tree.
Oh, possum.
Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me.
Oh, possum.
Hound dog baying, know what he's saying. Possum on a limb.
Oh, possum.
He done hid in one of them saplings. I'll get even with him.
Oh, possum. Get a going, Pete. Gotta run, get my gun. Beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. Possum ain't far, thar'y are thar.
Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings. Possum on the loose.
Oh, possum.
He been stealing all of my chickens. Now I'll cook his goose. Possum, no, he's in a jam. He go good with candied yam. Doggone tootin',
sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get my gun. Beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. Possum ain't far, thar'y are thar.
Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings. Possum, show your skin.
Oh, possum.
He been stealing all of my chickens. To shoot him ain't no sin. Moonlight shining in my eye. Miss that possum and I'll die. Doggone moonlight,
doggone eyesight. Miss that possum again.
Let's see now. It's about 12 blocks to Tanya's house, and if I start as soon as the babysitter gets here, I'm sure I'll make it in time. When Tanya finds out all the trouble I've gone to just to keep this date with her, I'm sure she'll get over her little peeve at... Oh, there's the front door now. Tanya! What are you doing over here?
Jack Carson, I came over here to check up on you.
Check up?
Yes, you acted very strange over the telephone. I'm sure the reason is that you have another woman in this house.
Tanya, I believe you're jealous. But I wasn't lying to you. I haven't got another date. I told you the truth. I actually have a baby here now.
A real baby?
Yes, yes. A woman left him on my doorstep. See? Here's one of his blankets, and there's the pink basket he came in.
Oh, where's the baby now?
He's sleeping in the library. I'll take you in and show you in a minute.
Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't mean a word I said about not trusting you.
Oh, I don't blame you, Tanya. After all, if you lost me, I'd be awfully hard to replace. You know, Gregory Peck is married.
Then, Jack, you're not angry?
No, no.
and you will forgive me?
Of course.
You are sure?
Yes, yes, I forgive you, Tanya. And to prove it, I'll show you. Here, you may kiss my hand.
Oh, Jack, stop joking and come here to me. When two sweethearts quarrel in Vienna, this is how they make up.
How?
I put one arm on your shoulder like this, and I put one arm around your waist like this.
Yes, yes.
And then I draw your face close to mine. So.
This is how they do it in Vienna?
Uh-huh.
You know, this is much better than those sausages.
Jack, I want to hear you say you forgive me.
All right. What's the use of saying no when my goose pimples are saying yes?
I'm so glad you did not have a date with someone else. If I had come over here and found another girl, I do not know what I would do. I have terrible temper. I cannot control it.
Yes, well, don't you worry about it, Tanya. Come on, we'll go in and see the baby, huh? Yeah. Oh, just a second. There's somebody at the front door. Look, Tanya, you wait here in the parlor, and I'll go see who it is.
All right. Don't be long, Jack.
I won't.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Oh, hello.
Well, here I am.
Yeah? You sure are. But, who are you?
Well, I'm your babysitter.
Golly, when I was a baby, they didn't have stuff like this.
Well, Mr. Carson, where's the baby?
The baby. Oh, yes, the baby. Well, he's in the library across the hall there.
Jack, what's keeping you so long?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about Tanya. If she sees a pretty girl like you here, she'll never believe that you're not... Well, what I mean is, could you go away and come back later?
Well, yes, I could, but you'll have to pay me just the same.
Pay? Oh, yes, yes, of course, yes.
Jack!
Yes, Tanya, I'm coming. Look, I'll tell you what you do. You go right in the library there. You'll find the baby on the sofa.
All right, Mr. Carson. Is there anything I should know about the child?
No, nothing special. If he puts his foot in his mouth, that's a sign he's hungry. Just keep him in that position and roll him into the kitchen. No, I don't know what I'm saying. Look, just stay in the library with the baby until I get out of the house.
All right.
I'll see you later. How are things in Upper Glendale? Well, Tanya, here we are. I guess we better get started, eh?
Jack, who was that at the door?
At the door? Oh, yes, at the door. Well, that was the Saturday Evening Post working his way through Collier's. Or no, it was a college working his way through a ball. Oh, no, it was nothing at all. It was just the wind.
I thought I heard a strange voice.
No, you're wrong. It was nobody. Nobody at all.
Oh. Well, Jack, I'm anxious to see this baby of yours.
The baby, yes, of course. The baby. You can't see him. He's not here.
He's not here?
No, you see, the baby always goes out about this time every night for a cup of coffee.
Oh, Jack, stop acting so silly.
Well, you can't go in because he's sleeping. That's it. He's got to have his rest. He's only 1 year old.
Well, I'll only open the door a crack.
No, don't do that. Just listen out here. You can hear him breathing.
Itchy-kitchy-coo, here's your bottle, baby.
What was that?
That was the baby. He talks to himself all day long.
And just how is it possible for a baby 1 year old to talk?
How? Well, he forces himself.
Jack, the voice I heard just now came from somebody older than a child.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, I forgot. I left the radio on. That voice you heard was John's other wife.
But she was talking to a child? Since when has John's other wife had a baby?
Just since she's been taking Dr. Brown's celery tonic.
Jack, I am going into that library right now. There's something funny here.
No, don't open that door, Tanya. No, please, don't open...
Aha! Now I understand everything.
What's the matter? Is anything wrong?
No, but I'm expecting an accident any minute now.
Jack Carson, just who is this woman?
Woman? Oh, excuse me. Tanya, I'd like to have you meet, my grandmother.
Grandmother, indeed. Another one of your big stories. I should never have believed you.
Now, wait a minute, Tanya. I can explain everything. This girl came over here to sit...
I know. This girl was here all the time, and you were hiding her in this room.
No, but that's not really...
Don't explain anything to me. I hope I never see you again. Goodbye.
Yeah, but... Oh, gee, she's so hot-tempered. Now there goes my date for the evening.
Mr. Carson, I'm afraid I caused all the trouble, didn't I?
Oh, no, no, it wasn't your fault. You see, she's very jealous of me.
Well, I can't say that I blame her. You are rather handsome, you know.
Well, she always thinks that... you really think so, eh?
Yes, I do.
How much to charge for sitting with grown-ups? No, what I mean is, well, as long as you're here and I haven't got a date, well, maybe we could get acquainted.
All right. My name is Joyce.
Oh, that's a nice name. Am I sitting too close to you?
Well, I don't know. You see, I've never been this close to a movie star before.
You haven't? Come a little closer while I make a bum out of Gregory Peck.
Well, of course, I'm a bit sorry that a quarrel had to be the cause of our getting acquainted.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. And speaking of quarrels, Joyce, do you know how sweethearts make up after they've had a quarrel in Vienna?
In Vienna? No. How?
Well, they put one arm on your shoulder like this. And then...
Well, sir, I'm back from the movies.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Preacher. Good night. Good night, Preacher.
How's the little baby?
He's fine, fine, Preacher. Good night. Good night. Good night. Now, as I was saying, Joyce, the way they do it in Vienna.
Yes?
Preacher, will you please go? Preacher. Now, Joyce, one arm goes around your shoulder like this.
Yes.
And my other arm goes around your waist like this.
Uh-huh.
And then I draw you close to me like this, and then...
Well, here I am back from my dramatic lesson, Uncle Jack. Gee, you know, tonight the teacher gave us some Shakespeare. Boy, is that great stuff.
Well, I'm not interested. Some other time. Can't you see that I've got company here?
Yeah, but listen to this. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creep in this petty pace from day to day.
Tugwell, preacher, please. Joyce, I put my arm around your waist.
To the
see?
Last syllable of recorded time.
And then I put my other arm... Oh, what the...
Here's an easy way to give new oomph, new life to your springtime meals. All you do is just ladle out big bowls of Campbell's tomato soup. Say, what a start that is for any lunch or supper. It's inviting with a cheerful red beckon of sun-ripened tomatoes and fragrant with their goodness. And delicious, too. As only the world's finest tomatoes, golden table butter, and the right touch of seasoning can make it. Good. A Campbell's tomato soup is the best-liked soup in the world, and is pretty sure to be a top-ranking favorite at your house. Well, next time you're marketing, remember several cans of Campbell's tomato soup. Then let your family enjoy it often.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Thanks for being with us this evening, friends. And all of us here at 22 North Hollywood Lane cordially invite you to join us next Wednesday at this same time. Until then, good luck and good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. Back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite. The spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand good eating but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A. Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Listen again Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show, and stay tuned for Dr. Christian, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.